All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. I'm going to do as many as I can, but we've got 7 books, and we might have to do the rest, on the weekend. I'll try to balance that and the horror comics, so we'll see what happens. All right, let's get started with Chaos Comics Purgatory. 15 months until the end. Okay, Masters of Darkness, Brian Polito, David Quinn, Al Rio, Brimstone, colorist, of course. And there you go. Okay, born a human slave named Sakara, Purgatory became an avenging vampire consumed by a quest for power. Because the blood of the fallen angels flows in her veins, she is the only one of her kind unique in all the cosmos in origin, anger, and uncompromising hunger. In ancient Egypt, she was a slave named Sakara, but she is a victim no more. She is purgatory, a scream in the shape of a sensual creature of the night. Transported by blood magic, she cuts an angry swath between seen and unseen, ripping through realities. Yes, fallen angel blood. I can taste it in the air. Feel the pain and power roiling within. Though Lucifer knows why they congregate here, within the contaminated corpse that was once New York, you will be mine! Show yourself! Purgatory is so driven by her blood-drenched lust for power, she rarely maps her quest course. Instead, she hurtles through the cosmos, ravenous for targets of her rage. A limited strategy, a limited purpose, but the cosmos has yet to fail her. Witness... Hidden till now, amidst air poisoned by ghoul-spawning arcane green energy, this tortured lioness, once the regal pride of this urban zoo, meets the vampire's need. Roar! This hated ancient Celt, the one who made me a vampire, would call this sport. But I must not surrender to thoughts of past struggles, only my true desire. Beautiful creature, I do not care whose drained body I step over next. Roar! Supernatural energies kept the lioness alive after evil Ernie incinerated the vain city of her captors. Grrr, slurp! Or maybe that's a schlup. Sorry, guys, that's more of a schlup. But for the vampire who would be a goddess, not even the taint of the arcane can spoil the taste. Of the blood of a huntress aroused. Est. Those who stand in my way invite death. But you touch me uninvited. A touch that begs for torture unparalleled in hell. At this height, Purgatory might delight in sheer spectacle. Embers of Holocaust still glow within the killing wall that evil Ernie erected the day he put Manhattan to death. Or she might investigate whatever seems to be nesting in a black mass between the World Trade Center towers downtown. Or wonder why Liberty still stands on the Jersey side. But her eyes glow green. But the mute powerhouse that clings to her glows with the energy of the fallen angels. Purgatory's prey, it seems, stalks her. Hist! If I cannot scratch you from me, parasite! Kchum! Toof! Crushing you will be my satisfaction. How ironic you should mention torture, since that's the only life left for me, thanks to you. Your chatter is useless, is senseless. Who are you? Eerie light pierces the subway tunnel. Purgatory, distracted by this stranger whose touch seems to derail and confuse her mind, pays it no heed. Don't tell me you haven't heard of fallen angel Metatron. You shame the blood of the fallen angels that burns in you. Let me show you why. Whoosh! The fallen angel touches her mind, and Purgatory no longer shakes away the filth of the flooded underground. Instead, Sakara tosses back wet hair scented with almond, just as she did 30 centuries ago. What is happening? Returning to Earth hurts so much sometimes that memories overwhelm me, but this feels real now. I have no time to relive my past. What power has Metatron over me? I'll kill him! You are a lucky girl. Everything must be perfect for Queen Ostraka's pleasure. You wanted me? Fear not, girl. Open yourself to the pleasures of the flesh, and eternal life will open to you. Her queen, she's told, is a goddess. Sakaara feels a love that distinguishes her from the harem, a love immortal. Then Ostraka accepts a marriage of political convenience, and pleasures past are swept aside like rotten fruit. Sakaara learns she's not enough to hold on to that love. No, I am fated to taste immortality with my love. Not in this lifetime, whore! Your love marries my commander in the morning! Purgatory, unable to break from Metatron's enforced flashback, relives her reckless escape, an eventual encounter with the legendary ancient vampire Wrath. You ask, why do I deserve eternal life? For vengeance! I was cast away by Ostraka. I want her to regret it as she crumbles to dust. And you will live forever in this rage, little one. You are short-sighted, but your hunger is delicious. Drink of my blood and live! She tastes him again. Enough! She gorges on the pleasure of revenge on royalty. She wishes the feast would never end. Then, enough! Vengeance is not yours alone! She remembers she's lying face down in radioactive sewage, scorned by one who knows how to hurt her. I am cursed to investigate the life of every fallen angel. My punishment punishes you. You cannot stop me from dredging up the details of your tragic little story and making you choke on it. Metatron, you will lead me to whatever stronghold the fallen have made here before I tear you. Suck, tuck, 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 tuck. What? Beetles? Cockroaches? Fleeing? What? The machines of man still run? Humph. Wasted mankind, going nowhere, yet hurrying. My ambitions are not so hollow. Suck, tuck, 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 tuck. Cool. You came. You. Your blood is scarcely enough for a satisfying mouthful, child. You had better have information concern. The fallen angels. I know. According to, like, the prophecy, you totally freak on the blood of heaven. And that's just, like, for openers. What? You're no sphinx, little thing, and I have no time for riddles. You're the Bright Mother. We've been waiting for you to come build new necropolis. Like, just in time for the big war and stuff. Come on, don't hold your breath. You'll bust something. My children know the prophecy. Shouldn't you, Bright Mother? Children? Mother? Whoa! Hello? I'm Blatide, the Roach Queen. But you're like the queen of everything if you want to be. I'm telling you, your faithful are 1,000 strong. Your army, it's the bomb. Reach! I got it. I got it. No, don't trouble yourself. Really. A second ago, these cockroaches swarmed to the contours of the tiny, raspy voice angel's body like armor. Now they eat the giant rat like acid. Ah, you gotta love New York after Evil Ernie. No waiting at the movies and better living through cockroaches. You know, children protect their mother. Am I right, Mother? What? Do you know why the fallen angels have swarmed to this pit? Speak in a few words or die. Ooh, I like the way you say swarm, but seriously, you don't know about, like, your, ascension? How all the little people like me help you? The spiffy prophecy? Show me. Soon, over Washington Square, chasm. Village is ours. Metatron's posse don't come below the 4th Street crater. Man, when that scuzz touched me, I thought I'd rip my eyes out. Reliving your whole life bites. Yo, is Metatron messing with your brain right now or what? Hello? In the next world war, I am a jackknife juggernaut. I am born again. Listen, insect, I am not accustomed to being questioned. Where is your army? 1,000 strong. Well, 1,000-ish. Bladaday exaggerates. We survived flight from Necropolis. We're ragged refugees, but we have vision. And set, rawr, slash. I see Metatron holds the only key to power here. A key I will tear from his dying fingers. Though I have allied myself with the hopeless before battle's even begun. Excuse me, before my battle's even begun. No, we're not that much, okay? But we're the ones who follow you. And even you don't know what you can do. Tell me something I can use. Metatron's freaking huge in this town. That creep show gets to our deepest stuff. Tweaks our pain, you know? Makes us trip. But you burn. Nothing stops you. Yes, me, Emtron's afraid of you. Hey, what's up, Purgatory? First, there is the telltale glow of Metatron's mental hook. Then, more of your pathetic story, vampire. Show me. Now, my lord, take me, please. Yes, the Stygian chambers you heated with your prince of lies. Another powerful mentor called you. Another powerful mentor called. You came to be someone else's play toy. I was powerful here in hell. I was precious to Lucifer. Purgatory, hell may need a blood-red queen one night. You'll be second only to me. Now, my lord, I'll take you. You need to learn humility with the fallen angels. I'll be second to none. How many centuries have you squandered since dwelling on revenge while claiming to seek power? Where to next? Necropolis, where I perfected my blood alchemy, my fervent armies, my exalted temples, my unholy monsters, my tireless lovers. From Lucifer's prison I crafted a vampire's heaven. No, this was all a pathetic shadow of the love immortal Sakara once felt. So, what did you do? Disguised by magic, you seduced a woman who would be death. Mother, I've missed you. You were cherished, adored. No, not this. Unconditionally. Not her. Do we discern any pattern here? You're not worthy and you never will be. Enraged, Purgatory rips her concentration free from psychic domination. Metatron, you bastard! Bright Mother, we couldn't resist. Help! Ah, do you think I enjoy this, reliving your mind-numbing, repetitious mistakes? I'll crack your armor and drain you to the last drop. That will end your torment. Soon. I'll admit one mistake. I stalked your fallen angel gathering to empower myself. But it looks like there isn't enough juice in your desperate mob to wet my lips. It's always all about you and your hunger, isn't it? What else is there? Hold her. Too late, she's... Ah! Now that you've fallen to earth, there's nowhere lower we can banish you. We'll stake you here to feed the dawn in agony. No one banishes me again. Ever. Crack. She's inside! She's inside! Should it have made me angry? Your invasive mind can't penetrate primal rage! But what if he's right? If my fall confirms my fate, I can touch great power, but I'll never be enough to hold on to it. No, that's just a mad angel's story. Drinking in your steaming blood, I disregard all doubt. Blood alchemy is always better, fueled by the vital fluid of fallen angels. To acquire godlike potency, I'll give up my all-consuming lust for vengeance forever, just as soon as I punish you. Angels, attack her! Crack! Yo, roaches, say we got trouble! Crack! Gah! For stripping my memories raw, I will flay your skin from your guts! bleed for me. Tomb. Purgatory, look, you're home. By the blood of Isis, while trying to humiliate me, Metatron hid this link to my past. Your face is everywhere, and like Egyptian pictures. Nice profile shot. No, not my past, my destiny. Her condemnation to the land of the living shall seem a fall, but she will learn before Armageddon. In the final days, her army will blacken the sky. Kick ass! I'm out of here! Leave New York to me and my queen. Suck 'em dry, baby! Finish it! Please! Kill me! You were dead when you wasted 1 second of my journey to ascension! Think of me entombed inside your own nightmares! Till Armageddon! Slam! The Roachling was correct. I have been playing too small, dreaming too small. I can halt the coursing blood within an enemy's veins, blind him by pulling his fluid in his eyes. Make her spurt a living cloud of vital life, or summon his exploding heart into my hands. Vengeance amid ascension are not mutually exclusive. Yes! Ascension is revenge. Ascension is everything. Oh, yes. Now to Necropolis. That crimson night, some shades slipped from her eyes, long blind, and Purgatory completed her partial mind. The ascension of the vampire goddess of judgment. The Scarlet Compendium. Next, Goddess War. All right, guys. We'll see you with the next one.